Under penalty, this is under penalty of perjury. We intend to submit this to the courts. We have substantial data showing that we saw, for example, miscarriages increased by 300% over the five-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the five-year average. Cancer is not being talked about except for by Dr. Ryan Cole. Thank you, doctor. We saw, this one's amazing, neurological. So neurological issues which would affect our pilots, over 1,000% increase. 1,000.
Ten times. That's 10 times rate, and obviously that resonates.
83,000 per year, I'm sorry, 82,000 per year to 863,000 in 1 year. Our soldiers are being experimented on, injured, and sometimes possibly killed. Dr. Corey, thank you so much for your stance on the corruption. That's precisely what it is. They know this. And Senator, when these doctors are attacked, not necessarily the people in this room, I'm not giving names, they call me. I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. Senator, we also have, let me give you this last thing, and then I'll shut up and get out of your way. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of the unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated. And thank you so much, Senator, for having the courage to stand against these special interests. So,
welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I've got a great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two, Claire Lopez and Rick Manning are with us. But a number of questions to discuss with them today. Hopefully we'll get into this. There's a story out of Turkey that they are having economic issues. We'll get Claire's expertise. Does that mean that Erdogan could be in trouble, or how might he respond to that? We've already covered before, but Xi, President Xi in China, the CCP, is in somewhat of a transition election time, and so that was one of the reasons for the push on Taiwan. Are those election uncertainties flaring up? How is that playing out? China has its own internal issues, and is the invasion of Taiwan dependent on external or internal pressures? And what does Vladimir Putin do? The Ukrainians are being quite resilient. The West is waking up to the fact that they do need to do something about this situation, and they are. According to Pastor Vitali, there's a lot more munitions coming in. Not to say that it's an easy road, but there certainly is a lot going on there. So we'll talk about all of that and what's happening. And then we perhaps even will get into, again, as we did on Monday, the what Dr. Wormser and I discussed about the discovery. And we knew this was happening. But Iran has enriched plutonium. And what does that mean relative to a possible nuclear situation? So we'll talk about that. Top of the hour, next hour, David Shostokas is with us. Don't forget, Dave4AG. Dave4AG. He is running for the attorney general in the great state of Illinois. But we'll talk with him about what's happening. SCOTUS is set. So over the next couple of hours, they're going to start turning out decisions. Today is decision day. It's been determined that today is a day when they are going to be putting decisions out. There are a number of big ones, big cases, the Mississippi case in particular. Will they overturn Roe v. Wade, or will they send it back to the states where it really belongs? Obviously, as a pro-life person, I think it needs to go away completely. But at the very least, it needs to be in a position so that the people have the ability to make that decision. And sadly, according to some polls, 68% of Americans don't want to see Roe v. Wade overturned. That just does not, it doesn't align with a nation that also proclaims 70% that they are Christian and shouldn't align with a Christian nation. But that's a topic we may get into. I don't know when. So we'll see what happens with regards to that. In addition to that, there's the New York State rifle case, and that has a lot to do with 2A and Second Amendment. And in light of everything that's going on and the potential Senate vote, by the way, you need to tell your senators to vote no on all of these gun control issues, 202-224-3121. But we also need to be paying attention, and we'll talk in a minute with Michael Morse about this, to what's happening relative to all the military members that are being drummed out of the service, because the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, has passed down a memo that says there will be no religious exemptions relative to mandatory vaccines, period. And anybody who puts one forward, we're just going to kick them out. Think about that. Okay, so we've got that going on. Bottom of this hour, I hope to get Dr. Peter Vincent Pry back on. He's been very busy lately, so we'll see. But if we do get him on, we'll get his thoughts. I know that he has been very concerned about the nuclear issue and where that's going and what's happening with regards to that. So we'll get his thoughts on that. And EMP, a major event. We'll see. Michael Morse joins me. He is back, Newsbusters and MRC's Free Speech America. Michael, welcome. Good to have you back.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
Good to be back.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, there's an awful lot for us to discuss. You know, the media, and actually you put it in the email that you sent me, and thank you for that, by the way. It's interesting. Dems hiring a TV exec to produce the January 6th hearings. That shows you, ladies and gentlemen, the level of bias that they're attempting. Now, Jarrett, CNN's Jarrett, blamed the tin ear of Americans. Tell me about that. And by the way, the new guy at CNN is saying, hey, who is it? Stetler and Acosta may be on their way out, because he's saying we're not going to have any more of this swayed political opinion stuff being propagated as news. We're actually going to become a news organization again. And Bezos is gone too, right?
Well, it's pretty incredible stuff, right? And you said it. This just shows how biased the media really is. We call them the liberal media over here at the Media Research Center. And yeah, CNN's Laura Jarrett, she kind of exposed what the media is all about and how contemptuous they feel about the American people. Just on Tuesday morning, Jarrett, who, by the way, is the daughter of Valerie Jarrett, the former Obama aide.
She's not former. Can I just interrupt you to say, not former, because she actually resides in the mansion that's, what, six blocks away from the White House? Because he did set up a sub-government after he left the White House to undermine President Trump. I mean, let's be real. He did. And he had a cabinet there. I mean, she lived in that mansion, and he had others. I mean, he formed a cabinet. There was a big announcement about it. He formed a cabinet after he left the White House.
So this just goes to show you the...
Sorry, Michael. I just thought it was...
...relationship between the media. No, you're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine. The incestuous relationship between the Democratic Party and the media... Because Laura Jarrett is the daughter of Valerie Jarrett.
Yeah.
When asked by John Berman about James Goldston, who's the president of the ABC News, you know, who Berman worked for, Laura Jarrett said, "I think it shows that they want to make this compelling." And what's she talking about? She's talking about this phony January 6th committee that they've got set up. She said they know that a certain segment of the American public has a tenure to this, sadly, and shouldn't. But has seen that the video of them storming the Capitol so many times now, it may not have the same impact. Well, whose fault's that? Well, the media did nothing but show this over and over and over again to try to drum up hate for Trump and his supporters. So the bias is truly uncanny, and this is just theater.
Well, and it's interesting to note too. Just the news just came out. Apparently, there was an internal Capitol Police review that found sweeping intelligence and security failures on Pelosi's watch that precipitated the January 6th situation and potentially led to it, because she literally shut down the mechanism by which they would have been catching. And let's be clear, and this is something Nick Searcy identifies in his documentary and others have as well. Antifa members were engaged in using social media to triangulate what they were going to do on that day. And it does, in my opinion, stink to high heaven that Pelosi and the Democrats shut down that social media arm of the Capitol Police that would have been monitoring all of that. And then Antifa and their group are triangulating their plot and what they were going to do, and then mixing that in with these quote unquote with these FBI informants, or however the FBI was playing a role. But all of that is those are the reasons why Americans are looking at January 6th, many of us, and saying, "No, this was a staged event, not staged in that it didn't happen, but staged in that there was an effort that was made, and the whole purpose of this was so that DHS could elevate anyone, and so Biden could come out and make statements like he has, outlandish statements where he says, well, if you voted for Trump, you're a domestic terrorist and you're a danger to this country." He said that.
Well, let's not forget how the media treated the riots of 2020. If you recall, I mean, and the American people don't forget this. What happened all across the country, in major cities, the rioting and the looting, the violence that took place, and the media just basically ignored all of that. You know, but they want to trumpet up this issue, this January 6th issue, and you know, violence and breaking and entering. You know, we don't want to gloss over that, but at the same time, the media is so quick to gloss over all the violence, all the looting, all the bloodshed that occurred all across the country because it supported their narrative back in 2020 prior to the election.
Right.
But then one singular event on January 6th, they've talked about it nonstop, and now they're making theater out of it. Of course, Joy Behar of The View had something to say about that. Rarely is the liberal media honest about its intentions for the Democrats, but Joy Behar said the quiet part out loud. She actually said, "I think that it's an important thing on Thursday night. My feeling is that they must present this in the most dramatic way they can so that people will continue to watch. Something like on that day these people tried to have your vice president killed." And she said, "That's a fact." Not a fact. This is crazy stuff. She went on. She said, "I mean, maybe something like that will slap it into, wow, is that true? Let's hear more about that." And so I don't object to the theatricality of it at all. She says, I mean, how absurd They weren't there was no theatrical event for the riots of 2020. No theatrical event whatsoever, but they want to trump this up. Why? Because Biden's job approval right now, according to Real Clear Politics, this is from 5/12 to 6/5, is a -13.3 spread. Only 40.7% of people approve of Biden's job. That's Biden's job approval. Yeah. 54% disapprove. That's why we're in an election year.
Well, and they're setting this up because the Democrats and establishment want Pence to be the man. They want Pence to be the guy. And so they are going to sow seeds of dissension between Trump and DeSantis supporters to try to split that block. And they're going to push Pence as the guy. Let's not forget, Pence is the one who sold out on the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Pence is the guy that left the owners, the couple who was standing for religious freedom in Indiana, and being stormed and literally death threats, and couldn't do their business. And the governor of Indiana at the time, Mike Pence, left them hanging and supported the LGBTQ agenda. Don't forget that. I'll be back with more. Mike Morris is my guest. Michael Morris, Free Speech America.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamins, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943. Promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. Be sure and get over to the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. We still got our $10 a month challenge, Save America, Save India. For 10 bucks a month, you can help us. Go to paypal.me/PastorGreg, paypal.me/PastorGreg. And I still have some books available also for a donation of $25 or more. The Devil Inside the Beltway, and also Don Jan's book, The Road to Tyranny. So 25 bucks or more, we'll get this out to you, and we will appreciate your assistance and your donation. Get that in today, paypal.me/PastorGreg. Okay, Michael Morris is my guest. Just a quick thing to throw in here. So Kristi Noem, I don't know if you saw this story as well, but the Biden administration has said that school lunch, the free school lunch program for those that do not embrace the transgender agenda for children, if you're not going to go along with kids in your grammar schools being chemically, you know, the little boys being chemically castrated and sex change and so forth, if you won't go along with that agenda and allowing your children to be experimented upon like Kinsey experimented upon 5 months olds, and what I mean by messing with their minds and telling them at 5 and 6 years of age that, oh, you know what, you and Johnny, Tommy, you and Johnny should kiss and feel and touch one another and see if you like it. I'm not kidding.
That's truly disturbing stuff. And look, we would never tell children to affirm other problems that they have. For example, if a little girl, a little boy had bulimia issue or had a problem with anorexia, we would never affirm that in their lives. So why media and the left are pushing transgender ideology, which is a problem on these young minds, these impressionable young minds, is truly, it's crazy. It's absurd, outlandish stuff. And it's incredibly harmful, not only for their future, but the future of the world, really.
Yeah, I agree, Michael. I agree. And so what's happened is that they have now said that federal lunch money for the children is going to be cut off for those schools and those states that won't enforce what we just talked about. And Kristi Noem in South Dakota, who, by the way, last night won her Republican primary, 76.4% of Republicans, 91,636 people voted for her. She said, we're going to sue the Biden administration if they try to take money away from our schools and from the children who most need help and their families. We're going to sue them. And so we'll see how that plays out. Elon Musk, let's talk about that before we run out of time here. Elon Musk offers dire warning. China is facing a population collapse. That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Elon's been saying a lot of really interesting things on Twitter, and I think that's why a lot of Americans really, really kind of are enjoying him on the platform and kind of backing his acquisition of Twitter. Yeah, he said, look, most people still think China has a one-child policy. China had its lowest birth rate ever last year, despite having a three-child policy. At current birth rates, China will lose 40% of people every generation. population collapse. And he's been saying this before. This isn't the first time he's brought this issue up, mm-hmm. but it's a very pro-life message. And it's good to see from someone who's not necessarily a conservative, not necessarily a Christian, putting out, you know, some truth. And it's not just China, by the way. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 2021, the population grew only 0.1%. 0.1%. That's the slowest growth the country has experienced in years. In fact, it's the first time since 1937 that the U.S. population grew by fewer than 1 million people. The first time. It's the lowest numeric growth since at least the year 1900, when the Census Bureau began annual population estimates. So it's not just China that has a population collapse problem. It's also the United States of America. And that's because the media and the left have been pushing a cultural agenda that devalues human life.
Yeah, very, very much so. And so that's interesting. Another piece that involves Elon Musk very quickly. I don't know if what you guys have covered with regards to this, but that is, he has said that he is really on the verge of pulling out of the Twitter deal because he believes that they are in violation of the agreement that they have to let him know whether or not all of those individuals that are on there are real or whether Twitter is using bots.
Yeah, Musk is, you know, he's a really shrewd guy. And some of the prognosticators out there have suggested that perhaps Musk is trying to get a lower price on his deal for Twitter, and that maybe this is a way of going about doing that. But look, you know, Texas Attorney General Paxton actually was backing Musk on this, and he said Texans rely on Twitter's public statements that nearly all of its users are real people. It's mattered not only for regular Twitter users, but also for Texas businesses and advertisers who use Twitter for bet. Livelihood.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah.
It's important. And so Musk is going after that, and so is Texas AG.
Well, and that has a direct bearing on the value of his purchase. If these people are real, then that's significant. But if they're not, if they're just bots, if they're just manufacturing news and virility, that's a problem. All right. Thank you, Michael, very much. We greatly appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. All right. Take care.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very pleased to have one of the world's most qualified experts in the area of issues of EMP and nuclear and understanding where the world sits with regards to this, where the United States sits in response, and he's raising some very grave concerns about what's happening in our world today. And I want to welcome Dr. Peter Vincent Pry to the program. Dr. Pry, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, as a foundational point, we agree that if the United States does not find its Christian roots and get back to becoming a Christian biblical constitutional republic, and we the people don't wake up out of, I don't know, the trance that everyone seems to be in, we're going to be in trouble. But let's talk about some of the areas and the places where you have the most concern. And there are rumblings of people talking about the possibility of a nuclear holocaust. And I remember, I'm 60 now, I remember, you know, they used to tell us to crawl under our desks, which now looking back at it seems rather ludicrous, but you crawl underneath your desk and cover your head and hope that that prevents you from not getting wiped out by the bomb. Talk to us, Dr. Pry, if you would, please.
Well, actually, the duck and cover exercises that were done, and I'm old enough that I remember doing those in elementary school.
Yeah.
Actually did make sense. The idea was the way we did it is, the boys would either cover the girls with their bodies or they would crawl under their desks, as you said.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And our elementary school was 10 miles away from Griffiths Air Force Base, which back in those days was a B-52 bomber base.
Mm.
So we would have been on the edge of the blast effects 10 miles away. And the idea was, obviously, that's not going to protect you if a nuclear bomb falls on the elementary school. But the Soviets wouldn't have targeted the elementary school. They were targeting things like military bases. So we would have been in the edge of those blast effects where the windows would have been broken out, and you'd have glass shards, all right? And so the kids hiding under their desk or ducking and covering would have reduced the likelihood of injuries from flying glass, for example. So those duck and cover exercises that people make fun of, actually, you know, we had a civil defense system back in those
days.
And it actually made some sense, you know, what they were doing.
Right. Relative to the protection, I guess, from the nuclear fallout itself was what I was more referencing.
I see. You know, the other thing about nuclear fallout.
Yes, sir.
Which is another kind of misconception people have. You know, the optimum use of a nuclear weapon is for its blast effects. And there's what's called an optimum height of burst for any nuclear weapon, which can be pretty precisely calculated. You know, if you want to maximize the blast radius, you don't detonate it right on the ground. You detonate it at altitude. And the altitude can be pretty high in order to achieve that that optimum blast effect. And it happens that in most cases, the altitude is so high that the fireball does not come in contact with the ground, in which case there's going to be very little or no radioactive fallout, you know, because the fallout is created by the fireball coming in contact with the ground. And that's what enables the particulate matter from the fission component of the nuclear weapon to connect into things like sand and soil, which then gets, you know, atomized into very small particulate dust type materials that have got little bits of plutonium or uranium attached to them.
Okay.
And that's what radioactive fallout is.
So
in most incredible nuclear scenarios where you're not going and blasting cities, things of that sort, where you're doing a counterforce attack against military installations, the fallout threat is
minimized.
Not all that. Yeah, it's very minimized.
So the purpose of that. So the purpose of that blast, because you are the expert for me. So I'm asking this. So the blast itself, the purpose of that then is to disable the components on the ground, so that they it's more about the EMP effect. Is that what you're saying?
No, the blast I'm talking about is the shock and blast from the kind of thing that you see in photographs where a house gets blasted down.
Okay.
You know, basically the shock wave from the nuclear weapon will build up the atmosphere, moves through the atmosphere, and it builds the atmosphere up in front of it so that it's like a tidal wave so that it can destroy houses or buildings. They're really after, bombers, a blast that will basically create what's called overpressure, so that the doors on an ICBM silo, you know, the big heavy door that's designed to protect an ICBM silo will be crushed, or shards of concrete will be thrown off the interior of the silo door to damage the missile inside, to damage and destroy the missile inside.
So
now EMP, of course,
so
is also part of the attack. Yes,
so it disables it.
That's what they want to do. They want to destroy our retaliatory capabilities.
And that explosion might happen, 25 or 50 miles above the surface of the Earth? Is it that far up?
No, not that high.
You're talking
EMP.
Okay.
That's where you're going for EMP, which they would also do.
So more like 5 or 10 or not
maybe
even quite
2 miles up,
2 miles. Okay.
You know, 10,000 feet up.
Okay.
The higher the yield is, the higher up it will be detonated. Could be as high as 5 miles up. The radius of the fireball is bigger the yield is, but for most what we call optimum height of burst, you know, for maximizing blast damage, when you do that calculation, you'll find that the fireball usually does not come in contact with the ground. And so the radioactive fallout that would result from such an attack is there'd be little or none of it.
But the issue is that the pressure coming down would cause homes, schools, buildings potentially to essentially explode because of the amount of pressure coming down on them.
Well, yes, if you were targeting homes, buildings, and schools.
Well, if they happen to be in the how big is the pressurized blast range that you're talking about then? Is it much smaller? Is it like a 2 mile radius, or does it depend on the size of the warhead, or how does that work?
Oh, it depends on the size of the warhead.
Okay.
And you can select modern nuclear weapons. You can have dial a yield, what you say. You can select a yield, you know, to optimize.
So what are the average size? I mean, our enemies, when there's, you know, strategies being done, because as we began this segment, we're talking about, you know, the civilian strategic ideas of the years of you and I when we were children and we were in school. Now, what do we know about the size of those warheads? What do we know about, is this the tactic that our enemies are charting in their consideration of attacking us?
Yes. The strategy is basically the same from the Cold War, but it can be executed much more effectively today with much less collateral damage to civilian populations because the technology is so much better. Let me give you an example.
Sure.
In fact, I included this in a recent article that I wrote entitled Nuclear War Can Be Won and Lost. But in the 1974, then Defense Secretary Jim Schlesinger, the late great Jim Schlesinger, who was a friend of mine, I knew him.
Okay.
He was one of the old few people who had been both the director of the CIA and the Secretary of Defense. But in 1974, he gave a classified briefing to Congress on counterforce attacks, the strategy that the Soviet Union in the mid-1970s would have followed to try to defeat the United States in a nuclear war.
Okay.
And I can talk about that because it subsequently has been declassified
that sure.
briefing given to Congress. And he demonstrated, the Department of Defense calculated, you know, what the Soviet Union could do in various counterforce scenarios. There was one scenario where they just attacked our bomber bases. Back in those days, we had 45 bomber bases. Today, we only have 3 strategic bomber bases. They had a scenario where they attacked the ballistic missile submarine bases. You know, back in those days, we had 30 to 40 ballistic missile submarines. Today, we only have 12 ballistic missile submarines. They had another scenario where they attacked the intercontinental ballistic missile, the Minuteman ICBM silos, in a counterforce attack, destroy them. Back in those days, we had over 1,000 Minuteman ICBMs. And today we have only 400. Under the worst case scenario for a counterforce attack, the Soviets had the capability to succeed with the forces at that time to destroy most of our military forces.
We're going to, we're going to have to take a quick break. We'll be back to discuss more of this and also what a strategic strike looks like.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this bore well that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the communities are so thankful for Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this bore well we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the bore well. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of your products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy until He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest is Dr. Vincent Pry. And Dr. Pry is a world-renowned expert in the area of nuclear weapons and understanding nuclear strategies. And you were talking about our former Secretary of Defense, Schlesinger, and a lecture that he gave. If you would go ahead and conclude that, and then if you can explain to the audience what a strategic nuclear strike looks like, and why this whole idea, as we were talking in the break about nuclear winters and all those kinds of things, are created for the movies and made really to proliferate one of the goals of the Communist Party in its war against America.
A strategic nuclear strike looks like what then Defense Secretary Schlesinger briefed to Congress in his counterforce briefing, where he described a counterforce attacks of various kinds that the USSR could make against the United States in the mid-1970s. And under the worst of those scenarios, where they attacked our, destroyed our ICBMs and our bomber bases and our ballistic missile submarine bases, that's what a counterforce attack would do, would try to destroy our forces, counter our, destroy our retaliatory forces. It's not an attack on cities. And that's the, you know, in fact, the as Schlesinger explained to Congress, you know, the adversary actually has an interest in not destroying our cities and limiting the damage to our civilian population as much as possible, not because they're good guys and not because they're Christians, but because what they want to do is limit our ability to retaliate if, under the best scenario, completely destroy our ability to retaliate. And then be able to hold hostage our cities and populations by you know, aiming their the missiles that they haven't used at our civilization and threatening Washington and say, surrender, give us what we want. You know, whether it's you pulling out of NATO and us taking over Western Europe, you know, whatever their geostrategic designs are, and you know, giving us tribute, you know, you'll pay us an indemnity of $100 billion every year, or we will start destroying your cities. And you're not going to be able to do much about it because we have destroyed most of your nuclear deterrent. That's what a counterforce attack looks like. That's how the Russians would have done it in the 70s. That's how they would do it today. And because the attack is not aimed at cities, but it's aimed at our nuclear forces, which are mostly located in low population density areas, mm-hmm. and you can configure the attack in such ways that even areas that are close to the bases could be spared, because you know you can calculate with mathematical precision how far is that blast wave going to go depending upon the altitude and the kind and the yield of the bomb. Schlesinger demonstrated that using mid 1970s technology, mm-hmm. The briefing was in 1974. The Russians could pull off a counterforce attack that would kill less than 1% of the U.S. population. I think the number was 800,000 dead and a total of 1.5 million casualties from all causes as a result of a counterforce attack. So 99% of the American people would have been alive to be held hostage in the aftermath of that strike. And that's what the Russians
Let me ask you this. What's the difference between what happened in, you know, when we bombed Japan that ended World War II relative to the kinds of strikes you're talking about today? Just let me let you share it rather than me trying to fumble around to try to find an answer or what have you.
What we did in, they didn't have the terminology back in 1945 when we attacked Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Okay.
But that attack would have been described by nuclear strategists of the mid-1970s as a counter-value attack, where instead of the attack focusing on on the forces of the enemy, you're attacking the value, the industrial capability, the population centers. And the reason we did that, the reason we attacked Hiroshima and Nagasaki was because, you know, we only had two atomic bombs at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to, the strategy was to cause, you know, was to use shock and awe against the Japanese and kill a lot of people to demonstrate to them that we could wipe out all of Japan with atomic attacks, although we couldn't because we only had the two atomic weapons. And it was actually many years after the war before we were able to produce enough plutonium and uranium to make additional atomic bombs. But we were kind of bluffing with those atomic attacks. And that's why we also rejected the idea of just demonstrating by blowing up an island or something like that to prove to them that we had this bomb. You know, we wanted the shock and awe effect, and that would have left us with only one atomic bomb if we'd done the demonstration. And it took the two atomic bombs because the Japanese did not offer to surrender until after the second atomic bomb.
Right.
And the Japanese militarists still didn't want to surrender. Even after the second atomic attack, there was a coup attempt against the Japanese emperor, Hirohito, that failed, because Hirohito wanted to surrender, but the Japanese army still didn't want to surrender, or at least the hardliners in the Japanese army, which was most of them.
Right.
And so that's why that was done, and it barely worked. And on balance, it actually saved millions of lives.
I was just going to say, it saved millions of lives.
It would have cost us millions of casualties, at least a million casualties was the calculation, and that's probably a low estimate, at least a million U.S. casualties and several million Japanese casualties if we had followed through on invading the Japanese home islands.
Right. Right. Yeah. No. The amount of lives that were actually saved as a result of that decision was really massive. And of course, again, no one wants to talk about that because everybody's got to paint the picture of, you know, how terrible America is, and then how terrible the nuclear weapon is, and all of the things that are associated with it that you and I talked a bit about in the break. We're going to run out of time very quickly.
Before we run out of time,
please.
One other myth is that you can't recover from a nuclear war. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But Hiroshima and Nagasaki proved that is false because those cities are larger and more populous today than they were before the atomic bombings in 1945.
Hear, hear. Where can folks go to read more of your writings? Because I know you are putting out great papers with regards to these issues and being very instructive about what's going on. Where can folks find that information?
One of my most popular books is The Power and the Light, which talks about the EMP threats, The Power and the Light. You can just put in my name, Google my name, and my books, and put in the name of any of my books, Blackout Warfare, Blackout Wars, Power and the Light. And we have a website, EMP Task Force.
I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner.
I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.